Hey there, awesome listeners. Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding that calm within the chaos. Ever feel like you're trapped in a mental whirlwind of negativity? You know that feeling when worries start spiraling, doubts creep in, and those pesky what-ifs keep popping up? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all experience these negative thoughts and emotions, but the good news is, we don't have to let them rule our lives. Today on The Calm Within, we're diving deep into the powerful world of Stoic practices, specifically how they can help us overcome those pesky negativity gremlins. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a garden. Beautiful flowers represent positive thoughts and feelings, but weeds, those negative thoughts, can quickly take over if we don't tend to them. Stoicism isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows, it's about acknowledging the bad weather, those tough emotions, learning how to manage it, and ultimately finding peace within ourselves, regardless of what's happening around us. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become a negativity-busting champion. First up, recognize your thoughts are just that, thoughts. They aren't facts. Ever notice how sometimes our minds can spin stories that feel completely real, but when we step back and analyze them, they don't hold up? It's like watching a movie. You know it's fiction, right? Well, those negative thought loops are similar, often exaggerated narratives that don't always reflect reality. The Stoics understood this beautifully. They said, the universe doesn't care about your thoughts, and honestly, it's kind of liberating. It reminds us to detach from the drama our minds sometimes create. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something like, I can't do this, or everyone hates me, ask yourself, is there actual evidence to support that? Often, the answer is no. Instead of accepting those thoughts as truth, reframe them into more positive and realistic statements. For example, instead of I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm willing to give it my best shot. Now, practice mindfulness. This one is super important because it helps you become more aware of those negative thoughts as they arise, without judgment. Think of it like watching a cloud drift by, you acknowledge it's there, but you don't get caught up in it. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can be incredibly helpful for training your mind to stay present and calm amidst the storm of negativity. Here's another gem. Focus on what you can control. The Stoics were all about this, accepting what's beyond our control, like other people's opinions, and focusing our energy on what we can influence, our own actions, thoughts, and reactions. Think about it like this. Spending time stressing over something you can't change is like trying to catch a butterfly with your bare hands. You're just going to end up frustrated. And finally, cultivate gratitude. This might sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. When we focus on the good things in our lives, even the small ones, it shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate the bigger picture. It's like flipping a switch from negativity to positivity. Think about all the amazing things you have: your health, your loved ones, a roof over your head, and take a moment to truly appreciate them. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work and suddenly you get stage fright. Your mind starts racing with negative thoughts like, I'm going to mess up, or everyone's judging me. But here's where the Stoic wisdom comes in. First, remember that these are just thoughts. They don't define your ability to give a great presentation. Next, challenge those thoughts by reminding yourself of past successes and your preparation for this moment. Take a deep breath, practice mindfulness, and focus on what you can control, delivering your message clearly and confidently. And finally, be grateful for the opportunity to share your ideas with others. By applying these Stoic principles, you can turn that anxiety into a platform for success. Remember, finding calm within isn't about eliminating negativity, it's about managing it effectively. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every small victory along the way. Now go out there, face those challenges head on, and remember, you've got this. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and leave a review. And join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. We'll be exploring the power of resilience in the face of adversity. Until then, keep that calm within burning bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.